testing's been a hot topic. It's been a hot topic for the last year as park tests rolled out. It's been a hot topic for a lot of years, back when it was proficiency, when it was OAAs, when it was were other things. And I guess the question that I think about when I think about the topic of testing is purpose. In education, we have two things that we're always fighting against. That's time and resources. And when you think about time and resources from an educator standpoint, we think, how can we most effectively use every bit of time that we have with kids? And assessment's important. What we do with assessment drives what we do with instruction. That's how education works. So making sure that we're using quality assessments that measure things that help us do what we do better with kids, that's the most critical use of our time. And I think one of the things that's been hard for me as a superintendent, and quite honestly, I have two kids in the Avon schools, and I watch them take their assessments and get ready for their assessments. The thing that probably bothers me the most about what we've done with assessment this year in Ohio is the amount of time we're taking away from instruction to test our kids. And then I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. For what purpose? If those results don't come to us until December or January of next year, what are we measuring? We're taking instruction time away from kids to measure school versus school. And what we're being told in some cases, teacher versus teacher. So we need to go back and re-examine from an assessment standpoint what the purpose of assessment is and what's the most effective way for us to use that resource that's so limited for us, and that is time. We need assessment to be immediate, or it needs to relate immediately, and that feedback, we need that feedback immediately so we can do what we do with our kids. I'm not saying that summative assessment and taking a look at programmatic type of assessments are a bad idea, but that needs to be done in an efficient manner that doesn't take away from instruction time with children. We get 178, 180 days to get done what we need to get done, and we need to use that time as effectively as we can. But I guess from a superintendent perspective, from an educator's perspective, from a parent's perspective, I want my kids to go to school and I want them to learn. And I want the people that we're paying to put in front of them that are really good at what they do to have an opportunity to instruct my kids.